This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Would it be considered a sin if you don't take communion?
Is it a sin to refuse taking it? And that would be yes, because Jesus commanded that we do it. And if we disobey Christ, we are in sin. There's no requirement that you have to do it every time you meet in church and have a service. It does say, though, as often as you gather, you know, do this. And I think that's a good admonition that the communion supper should be participated in more regularly than, say, once a month, as a lot of churches do.
Number 5.
I migrated to the New King James Bible, but lately I've been feeling like I want to migrate again to the New American Standard Bible. You know, can I make that transition, and if so, why?
I did the same thing. I transitioned from the King James to the NASB because I didn't like the thee's and thou's. That was the main reason. Because when I was out witnessing, if I was quoting a thee and thou verse, talking to somebody with thee's and thou's, they looked at me like it was a what? Because I was going to the beach in Southern California. Surfers, dunkers. You don't talk like that to them. So I abandoned it very quickly. I had to find a Bible. And I wanted to find one that would be as faithful to the original language as possible. And I settled on the New American Standard Bible. And that's what I use now.
Number 4.
See, we don't have the right to harbor unforgiveness against anybody. If we claim the name of Christ, we don't have that right to say, I'm not going to forgive you over there, but I want to be forgiven. Because is our sin worse than theirs? You know, maybe they did something really bad, but you've never done something that bad. Well, compared to the infinite God, we've insulted him, we've sinned against him. This means our sin is very, very serious. We ought not to be so arrogant as to think, my sin is not as bad as that person's sin, so that person has to face judgment, but I don't. Why? Because I've asked forgiveness, but that person won't, and I'm not going to forgive them. This is the behavior and the ways of a child. And a Christian is to press on into maturity and forgive.
Number 3.
Yeah, I heard you saying pray to God. I'm just curious, what God would you say to pray to?
The Christian God. Is the only true God.
The Christian, what's his name?
What's God's name? Well, he reveals his name as I am.
Psalms 83:18, it says Jehovah is his name.
Well, why do you think it's Jehovah?
Because that's Jehovah's name was in the Bible more than any other name. Man took Jehovah's name out of the Bible.
Well, let me ask you, do you know how the word Jehovah came into existence?
I believe through the inspired word.
Jehovah is an English word.
Okay. I believe Jehovah is our Heavenly Father's name. That's who I pray to.
Let's look at what the Bible says here. Moses said to God, behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am.
Number 2.
What does it mean to obey the gospel of Jesus?
To do what Jesus says, to believe on him. He says in John 14:1, believe in God, believe also in me. And that by trust and faith in who he is, you'll be justified. And that's what it means to obey that gospel. The Jews like the idea of obedience to the law. He's kind of using the phraseology, obey that gospel, to be justified by faith. To obey the gospel is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross, God in flesh died on the cross, rose from the dead, etc. The gospel being defined in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Resurrection, and that we're justified by faith, Romans 3:28, Romans 4:5, you know, Galatians 2:16. We will trust in what that gospel message is. That's what it means to obey that, to believe in Jesus.
Number 1.
I had a testimony at 17 years old. The very presence of the Holy Spirit came upon me with such incredible power that all I could do was throw my face and my body to the ground and moan out in agonizing, weeping tears of repentance in the presence of incredible holiness. And then the Lord Jesus was next to me. Couldn't see him or couldn't touch him. I was aware of his presence. I remember him looking at me. I remember his concern for me. I remember the presence and the incredible power of his looking and staring and exalting. It just in me, upon me, through me. Right. I remember it. I'm 64. That happened when I was 17. I've calmed down. Now that testimony right there, I'm not making it up, and I'm not even telling you how intense it was, because it was far more intense than the day I carried the body of my son to the grave. And the weeping and the agony that I went through in that presence of incredible holiness before I was forgiven. My sin was made very clear, and the presence of Jesus and his great forgiveness moved in and upon me. But I was saved.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to St. Edgy.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.